breath control and resonance. Americans are loud. We speak at a volume that would be considered inappropriate in many cultures, but is quite acceptable in the United States. Many Asian speakers discover that they are not heard well by Americans when they arrive here. Trying to remedy this, they often strain their voices and can actually do damage to their vocal cords. Native speakers too often hurt their voices when they raise their volume or speak for any length of time. The very first thing I teach my students is how to breathe properly using their diaphragms. The diaphragm is a muscular wall below the rib cage, curved muscular membrane in humans and other animals that separates the abdomen from the area around the lungs. Hiccups are caused by the diaphragm going into spasms. When we're born, we breathe diaphragmatically. One of the reasons babies are so loud and can cry for long periods of time. But as soon as we stand up and begin to walk, we begin to change the way we breathe. This is further reinforced by our parents and peers who tell us to stand up straight and suck in our stomachs. We're told we look sexier when we hold our stomachs in, but this restricts our breathing so much that we only fill up our lungs to 50% of their capacity. This means we have to take twice as many breaths as necessary when we speak, and even more when we want to increase our volume. Learning to breathe diaphragmatically will fill up your lungs close to 100%, and will allow you to gain volume without straining or tiring your voice. Diaphragmatic breathing exercise. Find a hard surface on which to lie down, either a table or the floor. It should be a hard surface, not a bed or a sofa. Lie on your back. Relax. Fold your hands across your diaphragm, between your stomach and your lungs, about 3 or 4 inches above your navel. Now, breathe. Notice what happens to your hands when you inhale. You'll probably notice that they rise a little as your diaphragm pushes the abdominal area upward. Then they lower as you exhale. You automatically breathe with the diaphragm when you're in the prone position on a hard surface. Repeat this several times to feel the diaphragmatic action as you inhale and exhale. Now, stand up. Put your hands in the same position. Push lightly on the diaphragm. Try to let the diaphragm push against your hands as you inhale. This may prove difficult at first, but with practice you'll begin to notice the change. You'll fill up your lungs much more than before. You will still expand the chest when you breathe, allowing more oxygen to enter the body. This will provide you with energy and enable you to speak for longer periods of time without straining your voice. Diaphragm is also the source for all your volume, which we'll discuss later.